On the morning of Saturday, August 29th, members of the Peterborough community gathered outside of City Hall to demonstrate unity in the face of a recent surge of white nationalist postering in the city by the Dominion Society of Canada, a far-right anti-immigration and ethno-nationalist organization. The Dominion Society was founded in 2025 by Daniel Tyrie, Greg Wycliffe, and Ken Jones. Tyrie is the former executive director of the far-right People's Party of Canada. The organization promotes a policy of quote-unquote remigration, which advocates for the mass deportation of Canadians not directly descended from the French, English, Irish, and Scottish settlers who colonized the territory now known as Canada under French and subsequent English colonial occupation. According to the Canadian Anti-Hate Network, the Dominion Society shares membership with Canadian white nationalist and neo-Nazi organizations such as Diagonalon and the Second Sons, and has membership in the Canadian Armed Forces, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and local law enforcement across the country.
As many of you know, there have been posters put up around town that are seeking to divide us, and we are here to say no to those posters. They've been ripped down everywhere they've been spotted, and we will continue to do that. We are here to say no to racism and no to xenophobia. They seek to make us feel unsafe and unwelcome, and we are here to say that these posters are unwelcome, these ideas are unwelcome, and these sentiments are unwelcome in our city.
The August 29th protest was organized by the group Peterborough and the Kawarthas United Against Hate, a loosely affiliated group of activists representing members of local advocacy groups, labor unions, and political organizations. The protest coincided with DomCom 2026, quote, Canada's premier nationalist conference, unquote, which the Dominion Society had scheduled for the same day in Hamilton, Ontario. Peter Vach, a member of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, or QP Retirees Network, and the International Socialists, was one of the organizers of the Peterborough anti-hate protest and spoke to attendees about the need to resist organized racism and the reasons groups like the Dominion Society have been growing.
It leaves me speechless how many of you have shown up today. I want to congratulate every single one of you for showing up today to this important rally. I just want to be clear, why are we here today? We are here because the Dominion Society is attempting to have a convention in Hamilton. And right now, as we speak, there is a big demonstration taking place at Hamilton City Hall. Remember, behind the slick words are the open door to Nazis, the neo-Nazis. This is just another iteration of what we've seen from the Heritage Front on down. They're not growing for the reasons that people aren't paying too much attention to them. It's because people are hurting. People are hurting all over this country. The wealthy aren't. We are as working people. We can't get decent jobs. Our minimum wage doesn't cover our standard of living. People work two or three jobs. There's no housing. That's the problem. When we say blame the billionaires, blame the corporate class. Right? Don't blame the guy or gal working next to you, right? That's our co-workers. Yeah. That's the person who lives with us. Those are our neighbors.
Vach spoke to me after the demonstration, saying that he wanted to send the message to would-be nationalist agitators that in Peterborough, their hate would always meet organized resistance.
We came out here because we felt we needed a large-scale presence in Peterborough to say no to the Dominion Society, which is an openly racist and riddled with fascist organization. And we want to build a movement, a peaceful movement, to say no to racism and no to fascism in Peterborough. If racists think they can come here like the Dominion Society, there will be resistance. That's what I always say. There will be resistance. We will not put up with it. Not in this town. And we want to set that as an example for other towns in this province.
Also among the organizers was Charmaine Magumbe, community activist, coordinator of the Afrocentric Awareness Network of Peterborough, and candidate running for city council in the city's Northcrest ward. She had a message of love and unity to share with the anti-hate demonstrators on Saturday, as she thanked them all for their attendance.
No more hate!
You know, being here in Peterborough, I found community. I found a place of love and acceptance and warmth. My family also. And just seeing everyone who is out here, who is here to support that Dominion Society does not belong here. We are so much better here in Peterborough than the Dominion Society wanting to set up shop here. We are so much better.
Yes.
We are a community of love, welcoming, and acceptance. We are not that. We are not a community of hate.
Yes.
And hear, hear.
Afterwards, Magumbe told me about her impetus for getting involved and tied the demonstration back to protests a year ago in April of 2025 over Mayor Jeff Leal's use of the N-word.
All right, so Charmaine, you said earlier today that you found out about these Dominion Society posters from Joelle Kovach from The Examiner,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
How did that make you feel?
Well, I felt, wow, like, really in Peterborough? Like, not, I shouldn't say really in Peterborough, I shouldn't say that, but it's spreading. It's spreading because when I was looking at the website, they had said that they were going to have that big conference in Hamilton. Then when you look at the website, they're not only in Hamilton, they're also in Ottawa. That's where their main address is. So it's unfortunately growing. And when I saw that the posters were going up, I said, no way in Peterborough. It's not going to have a foothold here in Peterborough. And we need to come together and stamp it out, because it only takes a few people like that to spread hate. And we have, as a community, we need to come together and say no to hate.
What do you think of the turnout today?
I'm really happy with the turnout, because we really need to show the Dominion Society that there's a lot of people here who are against racism and against what their rhetoric is all about.
You mentioned the mayor's use of the N-word in a Trent University lecture last year. Can you tell me a little bit about, because you spoke at the demonstration against Jeff Leal when that happened.
Right.
Tell me, how do you think that ties into, you know, this, standing against hate?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when the mayor said, used the N-word, and it was public, of course, here in Peterborough, but I feel that gives a foot to these organizations to say, well, if he could get away with it, we could do this, because this is what Peterborough is about. And it's not about that. It's not about promoting hateful rhetoric like him using the N-word. And so that's why it's really important that we say, no, that is just an unfortunate racist incident that happened. But this is not our community. Our community is one where love lives and where people feel love and acceptance. I've lived in a lot of places, and I just find Peterborough is always home. Even when I've worked outside of Peterborough, it's always home. It's where I feel acceptance and welcome. And the mayor using that N-word, I think it could have been a catalyst for them to say, it's an easy landing. It's not. It's not.
Magumbe was not the only person vying for a seat on council to appear at the August 29th protest. Also in attendance were incumbents Matt Crowley and Joy LaChica, current Ashburnham ward councillor and mayoral hopeful Keith Riel, and mayoral candidates Jacob Maytut and Rob Hailman. I had the opportunity to speak to the latter two before the start of the protest. While he cautioned me that there are strict rules around campaigning on municipal property, Maytet said he felt it was important for municipal representatives to show their support for the cause.
Point taken about, like, not being able to campaign at City Hall.
Yeah.
But would you say, like, some of these people, in addition to campaigning, are elected officials? Is it a responsibility of elected officials to show up?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's completely different. If you're an elected official, you don't... Obviously, you are following the campaign rules. I think there's a difference between campaigning and showing up to represent the people that are affected by this.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
And so if you're not campaigning today, why are you here?
I would be here regardless. Another candidate was kind enough to share the information with me, but if I knew about it, even if I wasn't campaigning, I would still be here.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hailman, meanwhile, had some characteristically strong words to say.
The only thing I have to say is Nazi punks f*** off.
That's,
I'm here because I think this is a really important cause. Like, we need to stand up to racism and fascism and hatred in all its forms. And so, you know, I would be here anyways. And so I'm here once again in an event like this. It's something I've consistently supported.
No members of the Dominion Society were obviously present at the demonstration on Saturday. Ultimately, the only person in opposition to the overwhelming show of solidarity at City Hall was a lone man across the street who showed up at noon carrying a flag which read, quote, "Jesus is King," unquote. He was quickly obscured by a dedicated group of demonstrators, while in front of City Hall, residents sang call and response songs, and passing vehicles honked their horns in support of the message of equality.
Let's go paddling, let's go paddling on the river.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.
This is a green one.
Rob Hailman, mayoral candidate for the City of Peterborough, is also employed as the Director of Operations and Vice President at Trent Radio. The Local Journalism Initiative reporter does not report to Hailman, and Hailman does not have input on the contents or editorial oversight of the reporting produced by Trent Radio through the Local Journalism Initiative.